Amazon. Dictating date is 1/26/2012. Next claimant's name is Ana Lucy Munoz. Last name is Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z. M-U-N-O-Z. Next paragraph, it says history, accents, slash, innocent, and treatment. There were medical records provided from my reader. According to the records provided and information came from the examinee, common orthopedic conditions for which she has applied for social security disability include neck pain, comma, lower back pain, comma, right elbow pain, and left knee pain, period. She states that she's had neck pain since 2010, period. She has denied any diagnostic test or treatment for her neck, however, period. She has complaints of lower back pain, period. She states that she's had lower back pain since 2010, period. Once again, she's had no diagnostic test or treatment, period. She has complaints of right elbow pain since 2011, period. She's had no reason to diagnostic test or treatment as well, period. She also complains of left knee pain since 2010, period. Again, she's had no diagnostic test or treatment, period. She denies any surgery for above conditions, period. Next paragraph, tons of complaints. She complains of neck pain, comma, low neck pain, comma, right elbow pain, comma, and left knee pain, period. She states that she has a difficult time with prolonged walking and standing, period. She states that she has a difficult time with them going up several stairs. As well, period. She complains of pain in her elbow and back and neck. Period. Next paragraph. I'm sorry. Same paragraph. Please state. She also denies any numbers of things here. Next paragraph. Physical examination. Vital signs, height, 5'0", weight, 181 pounds, blood pressure 132/82, and heart rate 78. Next paragraph, general appearance. The examinee was adult female, was well developed, one notion, no distress, she appeared appropriate for stage, but during orthopedic examination was conducted with the body chart to allow for symptoms and pressure operating grip. Next paragraph, upper extremities. Please come and place template. Last sentence, we state that there was 10 minutes along the medial and lateral epicondyle of the right pier. There was 10 minutes along the distal, radius and distal on the right root pier. Please come to this template. Next paragraph, lower extremities. Please come to this template. Last sentence, please change that to there was 10 minutes along the medial and lateral trunk line of the left knee. Please come to this template. Next paragraph, cervical spine. Please come to this template. Range of motion was decreased in flexion to 40 degrees and extension to 50 degrees, period. She had full rotation and side bending, period. There was hypospasm and tenderness of the parasocal and to his musculature, period. Please count this template. Next paragraph, cervical spine. Please count this template. Next paragraph, lumbar sacral spine. Please count this template. The examinee was not able to walk on the heels or toes, period. She was not able to squat down, period. Range of motion was decreased in flexion, 40 degrees, comma, full flinch, comma, full rotation, bilateral, comma, and full side bending, bilateral, period. This kind of base template. Next paragraph, this paragraph, x-rays, the number taken at this time. Next paragraph, findings and emotions. After the history, comma, clinical examination, comma, I write at the following collection, but in the worst reason, with degree of medical poverty, period. The following and this claim is colon. Next paragraph, diagnosis, perfect report. Neck pain, comma, lower back pain, comma, right elbow pain, comma, and left knee pain, period. Per allegations, schizoaffective disorder and chronic arthritis. Please go back to upper extremities, and please have the last sentence. Please also add, there was no nodules, comma, deformities, comma, or ulnar deviation of the upper left and right hand, period. Now, next paragraph, pertinent findings. The current examination of Ms. Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, has found that she has full range of motion of her upper and lower extremities. She has tenderness along her right elbow and right wrist pair. She has tenderness along her right knee pair. She has decreased range of motion of the cervical and lumbar sacral spine with tenderness pair. There was no loss of sensation on the left, right, upper, lower extremities pair. She had a negative supine and sitting straight leg, raise the middle and the left and right pair. No change of signs, one negative pair. She did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation pair. She had intact fingers manipulation pair. Next paragraph, prognosis/status. Her prognosis of disjunction comments fair pair. Also, she appears to have had some treatment for orthopedic lesions come. Also, she appears to have had limited treatment for her orthopedic lesions come. She continues to explain a pain to the above areas here. Based primarily upon her subjective reports, comma, she has been limited from frequent turning and bending of her neck and back, and from the repetitive heavy lifting period. She would be able to walk, stand, and sit for a reasonable amount of time with frequent rest period. She does have full overhead use of her upper extremity period. She does have full functionality of left right hand period. She would be able to handle sore throat for this module period. Next paragraph, sincerely, Juan Carlos Conejo, comma, DO. End of the vision. Thank you.